you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm Rachel True.
And I'm Trent Venegas.
And you're listening to Quoting Gene Roddenberry,
the 100-day podcast that celebrates what would have been the 100th birthday of that guy that created Star Trek.
Each day between now and the end of our podcast,
August 19th,
one of Star Trek's biggest icons,
or celebrity fans,
or both, will be quoting Gene Roddenberry.
Then we're going to take a deep dive into why we think this sci-fi legend still has a lot to say to the world.
Quote is read by Star Trek Enterprise actor Dominic Keating.
If I have a love affair, it is with humanity.
I would like to welcome back our guest host this week, one of the co-hosts of the Roddenberry Star Trek podcast Mission Log, Mr. John Champion. Welcome back.
Hello. Pleasure to be back. Thank you.
So, John, love affair. This quote.
Yes.
What do you think?
Isn't that lovely? Well, first of all, shout out to Dom. Nice to see him and hear his voice reading this quote. I love this so much in its simplicity. Mm-hmm. I think it says so much and it speaks purely to my very humanistic heart. In the work that I've done studying Star Trek, studying Gene Roddenberry's work, I think this absolutely reaches the core of what he was trying to do with his creative output. The best of what Star Trek has is honoring the ability of humanity to be better, mm-hmm. to decide to be better, and to work hard toward those goals. So when you see something like this, I immediately think of episodes of Star Trek where it's Kirk destroying the computer, Kirk tearing down the false god, whatever mm-hmm. it might be, to say, no. You can do this. The strength was within you all along. Mm-hmm. You can actually be better.
I really, in an idealistic way, identify and love this quote. In a realistic way, I think I'm an avoidant attachment style at times, and so bordering on insecure avoidant. So for me, I'm like, do I love everybody in humanity? But I love the idea of this. You know what? Because ultimately, I do love all of humanity. It's just when the bandage is ripped off, of humanity. Sometimes it's hard to look at the wounds and the scars, but I love that Gene had so much idealism in this. And you know what? I do believe that everyone can strive to be their highest and best self. I guess I just falter where I see that people don't even know they can try sometimes.
Right. I love that Gene is talking about his love of humanity. He's like one of the most prolific and one of the most beloved science fiction writers in the world of all time, or at least of pop culture. And it's very clear in the stories that he told and the characters he created that humanity was his first love. It's not science. It's not necessarily storytelling or filmmaking. Very flawed, imperfect, sometimes heinous, usually naive humans are the ones that he loved the most.
Yeah, there's another quote that I'm not sure if you've covered it or you will cover it, and I'll spoil it here in either case, which is Gene talking about, sort of answering this question about did aliens build the pyramids? And he says, absolutely not, because human beings are smart and they're clever mm-hmm. and they work hard. And I love that. I think that's the perfect sort of bookend to this same quote.
Thank you for bringing that quote up. It's so important. No, but yeah. Really, though, because it hit me that it was so much easier to say it was aliens than it was brown people.
right. Yeah, absolutely. And what he's saying through that, yes, like we can achieve these great things, every single one of us, given the right opportunities. And that's sort of the fantastical part of Star Trek that is that future worth working toward, where we say, look, if we actually decide, and that's what it takes doing on this big scale, if we actually decide that every person has worth and value and should be given opportunities to achieve great things, then they can. And they can actually fend for themselves and achieve great things. I think we, you know, maybe Rachel, this goes back to your part unease about this, is that we do look around and we see people not acting as the best versions of themselves. And mm-hmm. I would say that to that, partly it's that we're entrenched in these systems that don't allow the opportunity for that to happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
But also learn behavior, too. Like, I do actually love humanity because what mm-hmm. you're saying is true. We all have the potential. We may have been sculpted and molded by, nature, nurture,
yeah.
you know, especially the way we were nurtured. But I do absolutely believe in humanity. I struggle with the concept of ultimate power corrupts, you know, at times, though, because I've seen that play out, whether it's in Star Trek's universe or our own universe, that when you give humanity a little bit of power. But there's a good point that humanity isn't just each individual human being. And one thing I want to say is when I see myself judging others, like, I know that means I stop, drop, and roll. I really do. I go, stop, drop, and roll, lady, because this means you're recognizing either a part of yourself that has this behavior, perhaps a side of yourself you do not like, or a side of yourself that you dealt with in the past, and it feels uncomfortable to see it back in someone else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know a lot of bad behavior comes from our own fear.
Yeah. And interesting, when you think about humanity as an idea, like, it's not quite so clear. He has a love affair. It's with humanity as a species, or as the idea of humanity, of us being kind and loving of one another. Which is it?
Oh, yeah. That's right. You got an hour and a half, or maybe 3 or 4 hours to get into that. Yeah, yeah. That's a tough one to answer. I mean, and you know what? That is sort of the challenge that I think that a lot of Star Trek presents. So it says, okay, look, you have this within you. You have the ability to make good decisions, even if they're the difficult decisions. Doing the right thing isn't always going to be the easiest thing to do.
Right.
But we have this inherent set of tools that we can work with if we actually decide to implement them. But Star Trek and a lot of Gene's other writing doesn't necessarily say, and look, here's the pathway to get there exactly. It says, no, challenge yourselves. You can get there and go.
So Gene knew enough not to secret 07 them. He wasn't like, here, I'm going to wrap up the answer in a bow for you.
Right, right. Yeah.
I'm going to open up the concept, though, that this is all within you. And also, I kind of I personally love that he used the word love affair.
Right, yeah,
right. Right. But you know what's interesting to me about affairs? In my mind, affairs aren't long lasting.
But it does give it a bit of romance. You know, it makes it feel romantic.
Yeah, but is it like meet you on the top of the Empire State Building once a year affair? Or is it like we're with each other? No, obviously he meant all day, all the time. But this is where my brain goes. It starts to pick this apart.
Well, maybe,
you know?
He didn't mean all day, every day, because sometimes it is hard to love our fellow man as you know, I try to do my best to love humanity. But there are days where I literally will think to myself, man, I hate people because of XYZ of the news, or when you hear of a, you know, some tragic news headline, and it can be very, very demoralizing. But I always take comfort, and I've spoken about this before, that I always take comfort in shows like Star Trek, particularly The Next Generation is a show that I can watch over and over again, in order, out of order, never tire of watching the same episodes, because it's a very comforting thing for me. And a lot of the stories center on the humanity of the characters, and not necessarily just the human characters. You know, most of Data's storylines, the android who yearns to be human, are centered around his searching for humanity. And the one thing that he doesn't have that he yearns for, or as he can yearn as an android, is to be human, or to understand what it is to be human.
I guess if I were, not that anyone's asking me to update this quote at all, but if I were going to modernize it, I would say sentienthood rather than humanity. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In a sense, because you're right. Data, all these aliens, everybody, they're not humans. They are sentient, you know?
Rachel, I'll let you off the hook with that, though, and just tell you that there's a truism that we keep in Mission Log, which is we always remind ourselves that in reality, you know, there is no Data, there are no Klingons, there are no Vulcans.
What?
I know, blowing your mind, but every one of those characters, every one of those species represents us, represents humanity, and represents the aspects of us that we hope to encourage or course correct or our aspirations. So when we say humanity, we're talking about all of that experience.
No, yeah. I agree. That's why I said when I see someone else with behavior I don't like, right? I can be judgy, but then I pull it back and I'm like, wait, what's the question?
Yeah, exactly.
What's my lesson? It's us. And just the same way the aliens will maybe learn from us someday, you know? Trent, any final thoughts before we wrap this up?
The only thing I want to throw out there is the very first thing I thought when I read this quote for the first time was, if we're being really real here, I would argue that Gene Roddenberry's real first love affair would have been with his second wife, Majel Barrett, the first lady of Star Trek. You know, so she was probably his real love affair. And then humanity probably came in a very close second.
I actually really love this quote the more I look at it, because I've said this before, but when I wake up in the morning, right, I can feel conscious I'm a sentient thing before I'm my gender, before I'm my color, before I'm any of the things that society puts on me. I am human.
Yeah, alive is a good starting point. So good. Yes.
It's a great one. All right, we want to thank John for being our guest, and I'd like to thank the lovely Dominic Keating for reading that quote. If you guys want to see video of these quotes, you can hop on over to the Roddenberry social media pages at Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you want to hear more of John, you can catch his podcast, Mission Log.
And we hope you'll join us tomorrow for another episode of Quoting Gene Roddenberry. Thanks for joining us for another episode of Quoting Gene Roddenberry.
We'd love to hear your thoughts on today's quote. So tweet us, post us, DM us, whatever.
We're at Roddenberry on Twitter and Facebook, and at Roddenberry Official on Instagram.
Quoting Gene Roddenberry is a Roddenberry podcast hosted by me, Rachel True.
And me, Trent Venegas. Producing are Claire Kramer and Kelsey Goldberg, with executive producers Trevor Roth and Rod Roddenberry.
Engineering and editing are provided by Elizabeth Joy Windham.
And special thanks to all those who were kind enough to read a quote and give a voice to Gene Roddenberry's everlasting words.
Live long and prosper.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.